Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary and it's my pleasure to join you in reading God's Word. Today is Tuesday, August 12th, Thankful Tuesday. I want to hear what you're thankful for, something that the Lord has provided in this summer, maybe something related to school and kids starting back, or just a wonderful thought of something that we often take for granted. Please just text me or call me or email me. I'd love to hear what you have to say. Our memory passage this week is in the context of Jesus walking on the water. And the disciples see Jesus, but they're not sure if it's him or if it's a ghost. Verse 27, "But Jesus immediately said to them, 'Take courage, it is I. Don't be afraid.'" In Luke's gospel today, we're reading about the road to Emmaus and when Jesus encounters several disciples. I have a little bit of a froggy voice today. I'm sorry about that. We'll start in verse 13 and we'll go through verse 27. "Now the same day, two of them were going to a village called Emmaus, about 7 miles from Jerusalem. They were talking with each other about everything that had happened. As they talked and discussed these things with each other, Jesus himself came up and walked along with them. But they were kept from recognizing him. He asked them, 'What are you discussing together as you walk along?' They stood still, their faces downcast. One of them, named Cleopas, asked him, 'Are you the only one visiting Jerusalem who does not know the things that have happened there in these days?' 'What things?' he asked. 'About Jesus of Nazareth,' they replied. 'He was a prophet, powerful in word and deed before God and all the people. The chief priests and our rulers handed him over to be sentenced to death, and they crucified him. But we had hoped that he was the one who was going to redeem Israel. And what is more, it is the third day since this all took place. In addition, some of our women amazed us. They went to the tomb early this morning, but didn't find his body. They came and told us that they had seen a vision of angels who said he was alive. Then some of our companions went to the tomb and found it just as the women had said, but they did not see Jesus. He said to them, 'How foolish you are, and how slow to believe all that the prophets have spoken. Did not the Messiah have to suffer these things and then enter his glory?' And beginning with Moses and all the prophets, he explained to them what was said in all the scriptures concerning himself." In this passage, I'd never before notice the discouragement that Cleopas and the other disciple felt. When Jesus asked them, "What are you discussing together as you walk along?" the scripture says that they stood still with their faces downcast. And then one of them responds, "Don't you know about Jesus of Nazareth?" And he begins to tell him all about himself. And Jesus patiently listens to Cleopas share the pain that they experience and even their misunderstanding. And then Jesus points them to Moses and to the prophets and to God's redemptive plan. And it just got me thinking about the fact that we can be thankful on this Thankful Tuesday for a God who listens to us in our pain, even when we misunderstand him or others, and that he gently might rebuke us, as Jesus did in this passage, "How foolish you are and slow to believe." But then he kindly shows us the right way. And so I pray for you today and for myself in moments where we don't see clearly God's redemptive plan. And I ask for the Lord to help us to understand his word and his ways. Psalm 31 is a cry for the Lord to be a refuge. Specifically, verses 2 and 3 are an urgent prayer for God to help, to be a rock and a fortress for David in the time when he is in much distress. And David calls out to the Lord, and we can use this as a prayer as well. Psalm 31, verses 2 and 3. Turn your ear to me. Come quickly to my rescue. Be my rock of refuge, a strong fortress to save me. Since you are my rock and my fortress, for the sake of your name, lead and guide me. Since we had pretty short passages today, I wanted to dig in a little bit on what it means that David says to the Lord, for the sake of your name, lead and guide me. And so I went to Alan Ross's commentary on this psalm, and he says that the expectation of the Lord's leading is based on the nature of God. For your name's sake, because God has a history of being a rock and a fortress and of guiding his people, and because it is in harmony with his nature, the psalmist expects guidance and deliverance from the Lord. Therefore, as we pray today, I want to go back through the alphabet and pinpoint one attribute of God from every letter. Would you pray with me? Thank you, dear God, for this beautiful day and for the awareness we have that you have made everything in our world. We thank you, Lord, right now for a person, perhaps someone who has patiently listened to us in our pain or discouragement. We thank you, Lord, for a place where we encounter you, or a place that we see as a pure gift from your benevolence. We thank you, Lord, for something new, something exciting, something that may be a challenge, but we know that we can be totally reliant upon you. You are our rock and our refuge. And Lord, we thank you for your many attributes. We thank you that you're almighty and beautiful and compassionate. You're our deliverer, eternal and faithful, gracious and holy, immutable. You're unchanging, Lord. You're just and kind and loving and merciful. You're near to the brokenhearted. You're omnipotent and all-powerful. You are patient with us as we see on the road to Emmaus, and quick to forgive. You are a righteous rock, sovereign and trustworthy, unfailing in your love. Lord, for the sake of your name, we know that you are loving. Would you work? Victorious and wise, extra special. You are Yahweh. This is the covenant name of our Lord, and you are zealous for your people and for your glory. And we give thanks to you, Lord, for the Sunday morning worship service alongside Sheila and also alongside others in our fellowship. We're grateful for new beginnings for our families. And we thank you, Lord, that we can cling to you in difficult situations and adjustments. I'm grateful for this community of faith and for the fellowship of the believers. Bless and keep my brothers and sisters today, I pray, by the power of your name. Amen.